What is up, best friends? I was watching the preview monitor and it went away for a second. We are live. My first time hosting Kinda Funny Games Daily here with Britt. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
Nice. It is so good to see you. We have never got to do the show together. I don't think any show together.
No. I think we've known each other since about 2010.
It was a while back. I was tempted to go find an old photo of us.
I looked at them and they're kind of cringeworthy.
Yeah, I think they're
all. You look the same. You haven't aged.
No, you actually look the same too. I think they're all on MySpace though. That's how long ago it was. So, yeah. All right, let's get into today's show. Of course, you can always find us live on Twitch.tv/KindaFunnyGames. Of course, as well, if you are watching us after, you can find us on YouTube.com/KindaFunnyGames and listen later on podcast services around the globe. But you can also be a part of the show. Head over to Patreon.com/KindaFunnyGames. As you know, if you're a bronze member, you can actually write in, get your questions in. And if you're a silver tier member for this show, if you're not watching it live, you can get it ad-free and all that fun stuff. So first up, a little bit of housekeeping. This afternoon, because Britt is special and in town, I think you're replacing me on Gamescast today. But it's good news. It's because they're going to be doing the Resident Evil spoiler cast, which she's so played excited. How many times now, Britt?
Four.
Yeah, four.
Four
did
times.
Did you do that all in one sitting?
No, but I did it within about like a few days. I'm so excited to talk about this game. Yeah. And Huber from Easy Allies will be here.
Oh, that's right. That is also in here. I didn't even get to that, but I don't know Huber.
I've never met Huber either, actually. But I feel like he and I kind of have this connection because we're always talking about Resident Evil.
Apparently you both love it very much. But
it's true.
For me, I haven't finished Resident Evil yet. So, I mean, in the past I have, but I've been taking my time with it, spending some time on stream. But I'm sure it's going to be an awesome show. And I get to check it out after once I've beaten it. What, five times? Do I have to do it five times before I watch the show?
No. No, you don't.
Okay.
Don't worry.
So, you can check that out later today. But also, remember, the show is provided for and sponsored by Quip and Alien Blackout, but we'll tell you a little bit more about that later. Stay tuned for that. All right, now let's get into the news and what will and forever is the Roper Report. It's time for some news. All right. It's all jazz up here. I was talking to Greg.
How many stories?
I don't know. Oh, we've got two big stories for today.
Oh, Baker's Dozen!
Man, two stories.
I'm such a noob. I'm going to look back on this footage and be like, wow, I had no segues planned.
You're doing great!
Yep.
Thanks, Greg.
It's fine, Greg.
Greg's right there. You can't reveal yourself. Sorry. He's right. Then why are you there, Greg?
Aren't you supposed to be playing games?
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm letting my babies fly!
This is letting his babies fly. It's very nice. No, I'm excited to be on the show today. But as I was telling the folks before the show, it's like I come from production. You know, at IGN, we've got the teleprompter running. All the production here is great. But I'm so like into the weeds with the run of show. I'm like, what's the segue?
The show is just kind of like it'll work. It'll just work out. The
honestly,
way. Can we also just talk about this laptop?
I mean, why don't you talk about it? Because you were commenting on it before the show.
Fran, it takes up your entire body.
Fran, hold it up.
I honestly can't lift it. It's ridiculous. I get to flex when I lift. This is great.
It's not as loud as I thought it would be.
Little context on the laptop. So obviously you bring it on the show because if the news breaks, we got to run a show on it. Now you can do a printout, but that's a little old school, right?
Yeah.
So I say, I'm like, guys, do you have like a laptop I should use? They're like, just use yours. I'm like, are you sure?
No, that's not what you said. You said, do you guys have a laptop or should I just use mine? I was like, just use yours. I can give you a laptop.
That's what I just said.
I can give you an iPad.
Okay. No, I'm not using an iPad. Like, I need
It's up to you, boss. That's what I'm saying.
These fingers, they got to go wild on a big old keyboard.
I feel like you could probably cook some eggs on that thing with the heat it's taking off. Yeah.
But quite honestly, it's an Origin, and it's got a 1080 in it and a desktop.
Come on. They didn't pay for ad time.
but it's a great laptop. They didn't pay me either for it, so... Anyway, let's get into the news.
Right.
That is why everybody's here. I'm so excited to have Britt on the show and talk about this stuff today. And honestly, some really good news for me coming from my Nintendo background. Big Nintendo financials in today. I'm sure it's no surprise to anybody that the Switch and its games sell very well.
Oh, yeah.
But we've got some big numbers. Switch sales have topped 32 million in total. This comes from Adam Bankhurst at IGN. The Nintendo Switch, this is what the story said, the Nintendo Switch is continuing its successful run as sales of Nintendo's latest console have surpassed 32 million units since its launch on March 3rd, 2017. Almost 2 years. I'm like,
I know.
It's crazy.
We're getting old, Fran. We're getting old.
That's the first thing you got to remind me of. I'm just excited about Switch. story continues to go on that Nintendo has announced the news this morning and confirmed as of December, so obviously it's probably sold a bit more than that, December 31st, 2018, the Nintendo Switch sold 32.27 million units and software sales for the console have now reached 163.61 million units. That's a lot of Switch games out there in just 2 years. But they did say that the Switch sales missed the 2019 projection from Nintendo. This still comes from Adam at IGN. It says, as for the Nintendo forecast for 2019, it was originally aiming to hit 20 million Switch consoles sold by the end of the fiscal year, but they reduced that by about 3 million to 17 million. Before we move on, there's more detail on all the sales. Looking back on the launch, Brittany, do you remember, like, were you like an instant believer in Switch, or were you unsure? You know, they were partying on a rooftop, having cocktails as adults playing Karen, Switch.
Yeah.
The whole thing. But what did you think of it back then? Did you foresee anything like this?
I hoped that Nintendo would have learned from the Wii U era and kind of figured out what their audience wants. And I was a little concerned at first because when you see anything portable, and of course Nintendo was saying you can play it on the go, you know, you can play all these top games on there. You think, like, really, can you really? What's the battery life going to be like? How's the controller support going to work? But I think, as we've all kind of learned, that the Switch is just an amazing little unit.
Yeah.
So good.
So it's good.
It's an amazing unit. That's what they just said about my laptop in Twitch chat. M Gear Leo says the laptop is also a unit.
I'm kind of expecting it to start like fly off with that fan.
It starts to glow and sparkle eventually. but yeah, honestly, I look back on it and I've covered Nintendo for a very long time. Mm-hmm. Seen, obviously, I came into the industry for the launch of GameCube, which at the time I was like, this will redefine gaming,
Oh my God, it's a cube.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know exactly what I believe, but I was stoked.
It had a handle on it.
But it was coming out of, right. I mean, yeah, it had a handle on it. It looked like a purse. It was the GameCube purse. That's what we called it. It was also purple. I mean, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, that console sold about 20, 25 million, I think, in total. So by comparison, in a few years, that was one of the notes I saw in the story, has blown past the GameCube's lifetime sales.
This is exciting.
But I look back and I'm just like, I thought I was excited, but the truth is I didn't expect the games that came out of it.
Mm.
Like Breath of the Wild coming out and Mario so quickly and it just being like so accessible. I take it everywhere that I can, and it really does. It's not a console to me. It's this, use it anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Does it feel more like a home console to you? Do you mostly play it in bed or on a plane?
Yeah, I take it with me whenever I travel, which is very frequently.
Yes.
So what I love my Switch for are the indie titles on there. I think that's a common response for a lot of people, because there are games on there that are being ported that have been on Steam or have been on PlayStation, little indie titles that are just now coming to Switch, and I feel like the Switch is a great platform to play those for the first time. Like, I'm right now currently playing a game called Reverie, which is it looks like Earthbound but plays like A Link to the Past, and that's right up my alley.
Yes.
So I'm having a really good time with the Switch for the indies.
Awesome.
I wanted to talk about these numbers real quick.
Oh, yeah. Go for it.
If that's okay. So back in 2018, it was July of 2018, then president of Nintendo had said that they had expected a slower year this year. And then obviously Nintendo was like, hey, like, we want to sell 20 million units by the end of fiscal year, which is what, March 2019?
Yeah, exactly.
Right, because
this only represents 9 months of their fiscal year.
Right.
So we've got a few more months
to go. And so the question was, is Nintendo going to be able to sell these 20 million, right, at the end of the fiscal?
Now they say, no, we think 17.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you would question it back then, is what you're saying?
Well, because Andrea and I have been talking about this. I think she even has a bet with Tim. Tim thought that they would hit that goal. And I also was believing because of Pokemon Let's Go and Smash.
Sure.
And, you know, Mario Let You, whatever, the deluxe. I can't keep with the naming of that freaking game that we've seen three times. It's a great game, but the name's kind of wonky.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to believe. Now, Michael Pachter did say that he thought they would fall just short, about 16 to 17 million units.
Oh.
And he was right.
Wow,
I should have listened
it.
To
Good
the
job,
analyst,
Michael.
But I...
Pachter knows.
I wanted to believe, Fran. I wanted to believe.
You know what? I think it is hard to gauge, though. I think, you know, year on year, I think I read that it was up 20% so far. So that's honestly really good, but they were projecting a little bigger than that. I mean, it sounds like maybe they were projecting 30 or more. So it was just a little sore. But honestly, it's like, sure, from an investor side, you can say they missed their mark maybe by the end of March or whatever, by 3 million, but they've sold a ton of units.
Oh, yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It's not a bad amount. And if you saw the analyst report that came out, I think it was later yesterday, that Xbox One has been predicted to globally have an install base of 41 million units.
Yeah, it's going to surpass that.
But yeah, it's crazy that Switch has been out for, I mean, the Xbox One has been out for four years longer than the Switch.
It's not even.
About 3.5.
Yeah. It's
and
not even 2 years yet.
Yeah. It's crazy.
So it's
good.
It's a beast in terms of that. Obviously, the software support drives everything. So, you know, we need to know all the big stuff that's coming out. Metroid Prime 4 recently being announced as not
being scrapped.
Can, but the yeah. previous version is scrapped and now in the right hands, I think,
right.
of Retro Studios. But it's going to be a while till we get that now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe we were going to get that next year, but now, like, at least a couple years away, I would assume.
Right. But this year looks pretty loaded for Switch. We just got to know when the hell the games are coming.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's some good stuff out. I play for the big hits. You play for the indies. I'm sure you play for both.
Yeah, yeah. So if there's not like a AAA, like Nintendo first party title out, chances are I'm going to play that game on another platform. But if there's an indie title that I can just be in a couple hours, it's good for the Switch. And yeah. then I like to take it when I travel.
Yeah, exactly. That's when I play it. I do tend to play it for the big hits. But right now I've been actually going through Celeste because I never beat it. Mm-hmm. Which is, you know, I'm sure some people out there smash that. I just didn't have the time because that's a brutal platform. But I love that on the road. But usually I play for the big stuff. Yeah. Breath of the Wild, Super Mario, Smash Brothers is right in my alley. And honestly, all that alone is already incredible, plus Mario Kart and all that. So let's actually talk a little bit about those top 10 sales of the games. I'm going to come back to, as a quick note, Mario Kart Tour. Mm. The mobile game has been delayed. We'll talk about that in a second. Don't let me forget. But I want to keep on the Switch news. So here are the top 10 best-selling Switch games as of December 31st. This comes from Oscar Deus over at GameSpot. Mario Kart Deluxe has sold over 15 million units. That is the number one out there. I believe Mario Kart is also the number one on 3DS. So it's no surprise.
Sounds right.
This is, it is and always has been, I think, the most accessible killer franchise for Nintendo because everybody, the whole family can play this in addition to hardcore fans.
Oh, yeah.
It does bum me out a little bit, we see, as we move down the list. Number four is The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. And in between those, you've got Super Mario Odyssey, yep, as number two, 13.76 million units. Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, that's the crazy one to think about right now. It just came out.
Oh, yeah.
This is only representing its month of sales. What? It sold 12 million units. It's insane.
Oh, man.
So I think that is
the
potentially.
The kids love their Smash Brothers.
Yeah. So I kind of wonder if that will rise above ultimately... that was a pun. Ultimately above...
oh, I get it. Sorry, yeah. I'm
Will it be
today.
The most deluxe of the Switch titles and sell more than... Kevin, why are you shaking your head at me? You don't like the puns?
I thought it was a good pun, Fran.
Just stick to the script, right?
There's a lot there's a lot more of that coming. Chat, what do you think of the terrible puns? Let me know.
It's on fire.
So anyway, that is incredible. That sold 12 million. Again, Legend of Zelda. So just shy of that so far through this December. We'll see what January does for it. You mentioned before Pokemon Let's Go. Very exciting title, big franchise. That sold 10 million. Right behind it, Splatoon with 8.27 million. Then Super Mario Party. Then 1-2 Switch. Then Mario Tennis Aces at number 9. And number 10 on the top 10 list is Kirby Star Allies.
That's a lot of numbers.
It is. Is there anything on there, that you are surprised by? Or
no, I don't think it's surprising to see these Mario games before Zelda. I know you said you were kind of disappointed, but it kind of makes sense, right?
And I'd add context to that. And I actually, before I do, maybe, are you a Pokemon fan at all?
Oh, yes.
Good. Then, I've always liked Pokemon, but I've not had the time to indulge.
Oh.
So I get the perspective from the fans. They're like, it wasn't quite for me because I'm a hardcore fan. But congrats, and it's awesome that it's there, but I want my game. How do you feel?
I think it's great. I think it's, I think the purpose of it was to get those Pokemon Go players into Pokemon Let's Go, which means another Switch unit sold, and then you can kind of open up that fandom of Pokemon a little bit
Do you
more.
Need to open it up, though? That's where I'm like, I feel like it was an easier port while they figure out what is the version of the game you want. You do make a point. I never really got into Pokemon, and I found myself playing it, not because of the game design, but because it was on Switch and it was in 3D, more fully realized anyway.
I mean, I liked it. Obviously, we know this isn't the core Pokemon title that's coming out. This supposedly this year, fingers crossed that actually happens. So, I mean, it's fine. It's a little appetizer, if you will.
It's an app.
It's a little app.
Man, I wanted to come up with a Pokemon pun for that, but I don't have it right now.
Dang it.
Okay, so a little context about why, when I say I'm bummed, Zelda is only at, number four on the list? Almost Smash sold in a month. Well, they take a long time to develop, but I do know Nintendo pretty well, and they do look at these numbers. So it's incentivizing to them to look at Mario Kart Deluxe, which is a port. Now think about that. The number one game on the list was already done. I mean, obviously they had to do a lot to tune it.
Mm-hmm.
But when I look at the amount of work that went into Zelda, an original title, and it's not that there won't be another Mario Kart, but they look at that, don't you think? There's a question. Don't you think they look at it and they're like, well, we should crank out maybe more of these and, Zelda can wait a little.
Oh, no. Don't ever do that. No, I hear what you're saying. I don't think this is going to change the way Zelda is developed. I think actually there was just a recent job posting for the new Zelda game. So I think Zelda games just obviously take a lot more time. I think the spans of them is just a lot larger. And with a racing game, I'm not trying to diminish the work that goes into a Mario Kart game, but it's kind of the same tried and true formula, maybe with a few different things here and there. So obviously those can be pumped out a little quicker, I would imagine.
Yeah, exactly. And it's funny, I'm all for ports. Like, I want full-on ports of Metroid Prime, actually. Maybe they can buy me some time with that. They did a good job porting those, actually, to Wii U and everything. But I'm all down for ports. I'd love another Wind Waker port and so on, right? Yeah. Majora's Mask.
Just give me more Zelda.
So I'm fine with that. But anyway, I guess I'm not surprised. Like, Mario Party is going to rise as well and probably sell very well. But pretty interesting sales numbers on that front. So let's go back just a tad to the Mario Kart Tour news. This is a good segue. I actually had only recently been following this. They did about a year ago announce.
It was a year ago today, actually.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It was on the 31st of, because the fiscal earnings stuff comes out right now, I assume. Fiscal
numbers.
Earning. That's my hashtag me at Brent Mirabelle on Twitter, at fiscal earning. Mario Kart Tour, the mobile game, has been delayed. I don't know if it had a U.S. release date yet at all, but this story comes from GameSpot as well. And it says, Mario Kart Tour, the smartphone debut of Nintendo's hit racing series, has been delayed in an earnings report. Yeah,
fiscal
earnings, baby.
There you go.
The publisher confirmed the mobile game would not hit its intended release window of the financial year for the 2018-2019 stretch, which ends in March.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, the company now says Mario Kart Tour will launch in the summer this year. Explaining the delay, Nintendo said it wanted to, quote, improve the quality of the application and expand the content offerings after launch, and hence needed more development time.
Dun, dun, dun. So this game was supposed to come out by the end of March of this year.
Yeah.
So that was the original plan, and obviously that's not happening.
Yeah.
So expand the content offerings after launch. Does this mean that they haven't finalized their DLC plans?
I'm not sure if it's about, because truth be told, I only played Super Mario Run in terms of Nintendo stuff out. Actually, no, I played Fire Emblem.
Okay.
So actually, okay, that has some microtransaction stuff. But I'm wondering, is it about that? Is it about the discussions of, like, what is the right microtransaction model? Or maybe it is just DLC. Or maybe they're just behind, and that's an easy way to tell investors that, like,
oh, 99 cents for Blue Shell, let's go. No, don't ever do that. That is way too much money. People will riot.
I'm sure chat.
The streets will be on fire.
Chat just lit up. Was like, no, I'm sure. Honestly, Nintendo tended to in the past, I found, they would pretty much just say, look, we've held it back. It's just in the same tone that they said, Metroid needs more time.
Right.
They've never been shy about, like, we're still working on it. The quality is important to us. But I think as a message to investors, you know, you got to be a little more clear. So they do say quality, but they say content offering. So
So that's what I'm wondering. Okay, how do you think this game is going to launch? Do you think it's going to be free with like one or two tracks for free? And then if you want to buy additional tracks, it's a buck or two.
Yeah.
Are they going to lock characters? That's kind of the question, right?
Yep. Yeah, Twitch chat saying, one, Babak says, maybe custom maps.
Ooh.
Husky Dork said, Nintendo said, quote, we want all the money.
So I mean,
that's another way to put it.
There you go.
Blue Shell, $100, says Atreyu. Oh, no, that was also Husky Dork. Husky Dork, wow. With
Husky
all
Dork.
The quips.
I like that. It's a good name.
So anyway, Switch is having just a grand time out there. Tons of sales, doing super duper well. We have a couple questions in here that we can take. It looks like in the middle of stories. Kevin's just... Where
yes,
are you?
Yes, take
do we do questions in the middle of stories sometimes?
Yes.
We do. That's where Greg put it in the run of show. So, okay, because it's relevant. So,
exactly.
So, Anthony Nunes says, hello, Kind of Funny Games Daily crew. This is my question. With the recent announcement that Mario Kart Tour has been delayed, this is now the second game that Nintendo has pushed back because of the overall quality about the game, about a game we knew about nothing. When do you think we'll hear what Nintendo has planned for 2019? So far, it's been lackluster, and with the only concrete date being Yoshi in March, is there a chance any of the other games we know nothing about gets delayed as well? Animal Crossing, Bayonetta, Pokemon, question mark, do we really have to wait till E3 to hear this news? And is it going to be carried by the indies? In the meantime, Britt, what do you think?
I'm surprised we never got our Nintendo Direct in January.
Yeah, I mean, it's the anniversary almost. Yeah, like, wasn't the announcement, I felt like it was in January, the original, like, reveal. Might have been early February, but we're right there, so I don't know what they're planning.
It's not happening, Fran. We're not getting our January direct. That's fine.
Do you think one could come in the next few weeks, though? Like, because they do pull them out of their hat pretty quickly.
Yeah, I'm assuming so. I don't think Nintendo will keep us in the dark until E3 for more news. I mean, they have a lot of titles this year that I think are going to get people really excited and buy a Switch. I mean, you got the Pokemon Switch title. You have Animal Crossing, Luigi's Mansion. Hopefully, we'll see something from Bayonetta.
Yes.
You know, so there's a lot out there. Fire Emblem. And we just know close to nothing about it, like you said, besides Yoshi coming out in March. So I would imagine we're going to get a Nintendo Direct. It's been about 5 months, I think, since maybe 4.5 months since we got our last one, last like big one. And obviously, the longer the gap goes in between, the higher the expectations get, which could be good or bad.
I don't know. Yeah, gamer expectations, the higher you let them get, the more dangerous
it never works out well for anyone.
It doesn't, yeah. But I mean, I will say, I think they had so many eggs in the launch basket. Mm-hmm. I was just blown away. I would have never, ever, having covered Nintendo for almost 2 decades, had predicted that when they announced it again only 2 years ago, it wasn't even out now for 2 years, that we'd have a full-on Zelda, a full-on Mario, and a Smash by now, right?
Yeah.
It's nuts, especially Smash. I was like, nah, that's going to take some time. But when they announced it, and boom, they came out, everything now.
Yeah.
Even if it has like this feel of Brawl and Melee, and it's just bigger and better. It's amazing. There's so much stuff in that game.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they put a lot of energy into that. They also, you want my honest opinion, curious what you think. I think, you know, they had stuff in the cooker for Wii U. That was the original plan. It was already in development, obviously, but that tanked. It was a total disaster.
Yeah, let's just scrap that from the existence of
reality. So I actually think Breath of the Wild, and well, we knew that, actually, I think it was, but Mario and some of these other ones were already in the cooker for that before they came to Switch, which gave them this headway. I mean, do you think that's kind of how it's played out, and now they're trying to still catch up?
I mean, I always think that when you're launching a new console, hitting it with your best first-party titles is obviously the way to sell a console, right? And obviously having stuff down the pipeline. So, I think this is exciting, especially with these games. If we get our core Pokemon, I almost said poor Pokemon game. Pokemon game this year. Oh, my gosh. It's just going to sell buttloads and buttloads.
Oh, yeah.
That's like going to be the nail of the Switch just being the epic Nintendo console.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's got a ways to go still. Like, we know it's selling really fast. Will it go on to sell, you know, over 100 million or whatever the mark will be for them? Because we know PlayStation 4 has done upwards of that now.
Yeah, 91.6 or something like that.
They just announced as well, I think, within this year or late last
year. Crazy.
But that's huge. But I mean, it's on an amazing track, and it's definitely an influencer on the industry. I'm sure everybody right now, as we prepare for the next gen console launches, got everybody thinking, well, how do we approach this market, or do we touch it at all and just leave it to Nintendo? Because they're not really taking out of the PS4 Pro and Xbox One X,
correct?
You know, side of things, which actually is very complimentary. I kind of like it that way. I have a feeling Nintendo does too, but I don't know what the other companies think.
Yeah, they probably like, but no, Nintendo always has marched to the beat of their own drum.
Yeah.
And it's paying off.
It has been. So I am excited, though. I agree with everybody who's like, just tell us what is happening. We do need to know now.
Yes, please.
I know you want to stay excited. And like, I love the indies, but you want to stay excited about what's coming down the pike. And do we have to wait until June? I think it's a really good question. Nintendo's been pretty good about announcing stuff early.
Yeah, and I don't think so. I think we'll get a direct hopefully in February where they will tease us and make us salivate.
Yes.
And crawl on our hands and knees to them.
You heard it here first from Britt. All right, we also got a question from Lee. Lee says, holy crap, Nintendo has sold a lot of Switches, and to use your words, and a metric butt ton of copies of Smash Ultimate. Wow, you're so on top of it. So what do you think is next? How will Nintendo capitalize on these numbers? Do you think there will be a second Fighter Pass in the future? With these big numbers, do they need to do a direct soon? I think we covered that. What are your thoughts on how Nintendo should go from here? But yeah, like maybe looking at games that are already out, like Smash, or what are your thoughts? Like, can they extend what's going on now in between by doing anything?
I will go into this question about Smash, a second Fighter Pass. I would imagine that there's going to be more. You're a big Smash player.
Huge Smash player.
Okay, so you probably are more in tune with this than I am, but I imagine that Smash Ultimate is around for the long haul, right? This is going to be the Smash game that they're continually building upon, and I don't think capping it. I mean, granted, these fighters that we're seeing are like Joker. That's freaking amazing.
Yes.
They're exciting, and Piranha Plant just came out a couple days ago. super cool. But I imagine to keep it hot and spicy that they would continue to release some new characters, some new stages, maybe a few new modes. I know the Spirits Board just recently became multiplayer compatible, which is really cool.
Yeah.
So
actually, I'm not familiar with how that works. I know the Spirit Board.
I think there's a Spirit Board.
Yeah.
Kind of funny you're wrong. I'm pretty sure the adventure. Yeah.
That's right. I actually should mention, I was supposed to mention it at the top of the show. If we've gotten anything wrong, be sure to call us out on head over to kindoffunny.com/you're wrong. We'll read that at the end of the show. Make sure we get those corrections into the show.
Yeah.
But yeah, it sounds like they've changed something with the spirit board potentially. I haven't kept up with it. I like the spirit board because they cycle spirits on, I think it's a weekly basis or something.
Yeah, there's always new events or something going on.
They're bounties basically to get these spirits, which is really cool. I think, to go back to the question though, what can they do? I expect that of a game like Smash Brothers.
Sure.
I take the other side. I mean, I think your points are valid. We're like scraping at the coffin here, for lack of a better word. Like, what else is up there? We need more. And like a game like Smash, sure, we should get more out of it. But like a game in this day and age, that should be mandatory. So like, to me, that's not extending the life of the Switch at all. I mean, certainly it'll help with Smash Brothers, which should be thriving. It's on its way to being the number one game. I think that's maybe that's what's missing for Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, right? Like, I don't know if there's been any like updates. Tell me if there has been. In fact, I got Twitch chat open on the side when I can, so let me know if I'm missing something on that. But they need a lot more. I think going back to it all, they absolutely need, within the month of February, give us a little bit to chew on, because it's just like we don't know what's coming. And they came out honestly and said one of the games we're most excited about is even farther off, Metroid Prime 4. So,
right. Yeah, that's not coming out for a hot minute.
So we need to know more. All right, let's move on to our next story. PlayStation Plus expands storage to 100 gigabytes. This is a 10 times increase, you'll see. This is actually via PlayStation. Kevin, wait, what's the sound when you heard it?
I said, whoa!
That's how Kevin feels. Clip it. That's the sound when I get the patch. I want that sound to accompany that when I install it on the PlayStation. That'd be sweet.
Like a text alert.
Whoa! It's great. All right, so this comes from PlayStation. It says, before we get to this month's lineup, we have some news to share about cloud storage for PlayStation Plus members. In early February, we will be expanding our cloud storage space from 10 gigabytes to 100 gigabytes for PS Plus members, giving PS4 owners even more space to keep all those game saves. With cloud storage, you can save your game progress and character profiles on one PS4 system. That's worded oddly. Continuing, they said, and then continue the game on another system. Oh, that's why. I should read the whole sentence before I judge. And then continue the game on another system without losing progress. They're just talking about cloud saves. So be sure to check it out next month. I assume since it's January 31st, they do mean February and not, you know, they're not like mincing words there. I asked Greg about this because I've never run out of space. So, Greg, have you run out of space? He's like, yeah.
Of course.
I think he might have had an LOL in there. Have you ever encountered, like, running low on space?
No. Yeah. No, like, I mean, completely honest here, I didn't even know this was a big issue. Yeah, so,
what about chat? Let me know if you run out of space in chat. I would love to
know. I would imagine 10 gigs isn't that much.
So, that was my first reaction. I was like, okay, 10 gigs.
Oh, is it for save files?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's for saves. It's cloud saves. It's not like... They might be expanding. I forget if you can save. I don't think you can save your videos and photos there. No, I think it's all saves. Uh-huh. That's why we need Greg right now. But chat.
You're wrong.
I didn't say you could.
No. Go to kind
of. Oh, but go to kindoffunny.com/you're wrong and let us know.
Is that what it is anymore? I don't pay attention super hard, so it might be.
You know what's funny, everybody? Is on the show, Greg's been saying it hasn't been working, and he's not sure of the URL, but it does. It works. kindoffunny.com/you're wrong. Some people in chat saying Doom Patrol says, why would you need that much space? Warped 13 says, I've been close, but never had to delete anything. But games are taking up way more space now. That's the games. AI 5000 says, some saves are huge, like Madden and WWE. So I think what we're seeing, and Zyger in chat does say, it is kindoffunny.com/you're wrong. So we got it right.
Yeah, you can't trust them. Is that the real
You can't Zyger? Trust
Zyger. Can't trust Zyger. Aw, Zyger.
But my reaction was yours. I was like, yeah, 10 gigs in an era where whether you have Google Drive or OneDrive or whatever, you get like terabytes. And I'm paying PlayStation upwards of $50 a year or whatever. So 10 gigs isn't a lot.
No.
So yeah, my first thought was like, isn't it just a course correction? Like you should probably just have more space for the money you're paying.
Yeah.
So I think they need to do it based on that and probably preparing for the future as well. I don't think it's like next month and around the corner. So I think maybe
PS5 saves.
Yeah, that's what it's really about. The PS5, that's the new gossip on the street, is that PS5 saves are so big that you need a cloud. No, it's, yeah. I don't think it's that. It should just be increased because you pay a pretty good amount and you shouldn't have to worry. Even if, what I would say, and curious what you think, but like even if it's a small percentage of the audience, they're paying customers, if you run into that problem, you have to delete like saves.
Yeah.
That would suck.
That really does suck. I mean, I run into that problem all the time with my consoles.
Like on local stuff.
Yeah, my local. It's like, okay, what am I going to delete today? Because, you know, so many games are coming out and they're so large. That is just a pain in the ass to manage.
Yeah, for me, it's like managing my vault in Destiny. I have so much stuff.
I can't tell you how many times I've heard Andrea complain about the vault in Destiny. She said you guys have had some good conversations about it.
Oh, yeah. Andrew and I play a lot of Destiny, so your vault's going to get full. But I think people are experiencing the same type of thing on the PlayStation cloud saves with their saves and stuff. Yeah. So
this is a good move. Good job.
Exactly.
Good job, PlayStation.
And that's how you stretch a 2 cents update about that into some longer discussion. But now it's time for the next thing that I forgot whatever the segue is, but you take it away. We're going to talk about game releases.
I was trying to think of a segue you could use, but...
I don't know what the official one is.
Out today.
Oh, it's time for out today.
Is that what it's called? Jesus, I don't pay attention.
Even Kevin does. You see what they provide?
You could have done something like, I can't wait to see when I run out of my 10 gigs of hard drive space.
Oh,
but
yeah.
You could want be to... so far away or so
But I didn't
soon.
Even know what the official name of the segment was. So let's go with that, though.
I'll just spew it out. The official list of upcoming software across each and every platform as listed by the Kinda Funny Games Daily show host each and every weekday.
Yeah. And oh, my God, there is a lot.
You're
I've been
supposed
on the...
to do a jingle.
Do a jingle. A jingle dingle.
I'm supposed to do a jingle?
Yeah.
Just make up a random tune in your head. It'll be good.
Boom.
Oh, shit. It's hot.
Perfect.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. That
out
was a very
today.
Whispery beat. All right, time for out today. So there's a lot on this list. I was going to say I've been on the show a number of times. Sometimes it's just a few games out. Certainly I've been on during the slower months. But we've got a lot to go over, tons of stuff.
Yes.
Okay, you have the list in front of you too?
I do.
Awesome. I might let you read some of these off too because sometimes I just sit. I'm like,
you
just
want me to mispronounce everything. That's fine.
Once it gets to the hard stuff. So.
That's fine.
All right, let's start it with some PC releases. We've
all
got Config Wars, Phantom Fest, Super Pixel Racers, Caverns, Lost Sky. Then, moving on, we've got Bombfest for PC, PS4, Xbox One, and a game maybe you're not a stranger to, Ace Combat 7, Skies Unknown, is coming out on PC. Nightcry, a PS Vita release.
Vita lives.
Still alive Vita in lives. 2019. Mark the date. It's doing well. And then I want you to read this next one.
You ass. Okay. Dakar 18 DLC Dakar Series Desafio Ruta 40 is now available for free for PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC via the respective digital store pages. And this next one, Divinity Original Sin 2 Definitive Edition, is now available on Mac devices. If you have not played this game and you love RPGs, you're doing yourself a grand disservice by not playing this.
I agree. It's a very highly rated game. I've always wanted to play it again. One of the many.
Oh,
I just,
yeah.
There's just like so
it's
much.
It's hard because I think my final playthrough clocked in around 100 hours, but
yeah.
Dear Lord.
Yeah.
Easily, I'm
it
sure.
Is so
it's
darn good. It was my
game
of the year in 2017.
Yeah. It's like action RPG. Is that how you describe
it? Top down CRPG is what I would say. You know, tactical, super good and amazing.
It is
super
really good. That's why they made a second one.
Yeah.
All right. Also, Downwell is coming out on Switch. We've got Agartha S on the Nintendo eShop on Nintendo Switch. Akihabara Crash 1-2-3 Stage Plus 1. I love the name of that one.
That was a
That's
good one.
I love seeing Akihabara. Earhart Tales of Broken Wing is also coming out on the eShop. In fact, all the next few are on eShop. There is a lot coming out. So I'm actually going to let Britt, why don't you take it away up to M?
Okay. Arcade Archives Bomb Jack. Is that where we left off?
Yeah.
I was drinking water and I couldn't see.
You were drinking?
I was drinking water. Too early for whiskey. Balance Blocks. Don't tempt me, Kevin. I do have a sore throat. It might feel
real
good.
You don't know what I have in here.
Bleep Bloop. Bombfest. Chrono Clash. Fantasy Tactics. Egg. The Platform Puker. Like there's like 18 G's in that.
I like that it is the sound of puking almost. So
oh, you're
I think
right.
That's the idea.
I see what you did. Fishing Star World Tour. Forgotten Tales. Day of the Dead. Gabuchi. Halcyon 6 Starbase.
I think it's Halcyon.
Halcyon. See, Fran,
there's some tough ones.
You know, I'm glad I have you here. Merchants of Caden, Monkey Wall, Necrosphere Deluxe, New Star Manager, Onigiri, Paladin, Perry Pig Jump, Pixel Colors, Planetarian, Robothorium, what the hell? Smugglecraft, Stray Cat Doors, Tangle Teep, Zombie Night Terror, and Zombie Panic and Wonderland DX.
I like well done. Again, all of that, everything we just read through there, all the way from Agartha S, Akihabara Crash, etc., all the way down the list, that is all Nintendo eShop on Nintendo Switch today.
I don't know how I feel about this.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
I mean, there's so much on that store, like you earlier had pointed out. I mean, I personally cannot keep up with it. That's why you watch Kind of Funny Games Daily right here, or you listen to it.
Yeah. No, and I mean, I don't want to sound like I'm saying there shouldn't be games on the Switch, because that's not the case. It's just... I just don't want to get to that shovelware, you know, that we had with the older Wii.
Yes.
You know?
I mean, shovelware is a term that we are all very familiar with, where your store fills up with so much junk that, you, like my vault, Destiny, and soon Anthem, that you can't sort through, like, where's the good stuff?
Where's the good stuff? And they're searching... system right now isn't the best on the eShop.
They do, thankfully, you know, they have a featured system.
They do.
There's reliable places like here and What's Good Games. In fact, now is a perfect time for a plug. We'll do another one at the end. Where do we normally find you?
You can find me at whatsgoodgames.com. I co-founded What's Good Games with Andrea, who's a regular on this show. She's so cool. I love her so much. So you can find us at whatsgoodgames.com, patreon.com/whatsgoodgames. Find me on Twitter at blondenerd.
Yeah.
I really got to change that.
I like it. You don't like it anymore?
So the thing is, like, I started blondenerd.com back in 2010. Like, that was my website. So it made sense. But now it's like, I don't want to be known as blondenerd. I'd rather be known as Brittany Brombacher. You know, it's just kind of that thing. Like your friend Mirabella on Twitter.
That's true.
It makes sense.
But I'm FM3 underscore.
God, why is the underscore at the end?
Because you can't do three characters. But I'll tell you what, Kevin. If you just search for FM3 on Twitch, and please do. Please support me. In fact, they are both intrinsically tied in addition to Kind of Funny supporting me here. I need your support as well over there to continue doing all this awesome content stuff that I've been out there doing since I left IGN. But back to What's Good Games. It's you, Andrea.
And Christine Steimer. Yeah.
No strangers to Kind of Funny or me over at IGN for those many years.
Yep.
Love all you folks. It's freaking fantastic. So make sure to check them out. What you have a weekly show that hits. I know you do some other stuff, but give us that.
Yeah, we have our weekly show that launches every Friday at 8 a.m. And we do streams once a month for our patrons. We have other crazy content planned for the future. We have some fun stuff going on. It's going to be a good time.
So make sure to check and support her out. And Mr. Baggins in Twitch chat says, France Twitch is good. Best Anthem coverage I've seen. Thank you.
There you go.
All right. Enough plugs for that. Let's move on to a little more story about dates. This is a little more interesting. There's just a giant list. So from our good friend, Andrew Goldfarb, over at IGN. We love the Goldie. And
is this new dates?
Yes. Okay. Oh, this is a segment too. Does this come with a theme song, Kevin?
No, it does not.
You can make one up.
How about you do it this time?
Oh, I'm sick. New dates, woo! All right.
I actually love that. That was really good. New dates. All right, it's time for some new dates. Yeah, these are not out now. This is for future release date information. So, Goldfarb at IGN, no surprise, he's covering Persona. Persona Q2 New Cinema Labyrinth is headed to the U.S. and Europe on June 4th, 2019. The crossover game, which includes the full cast of Persona 3, Persona 4, and Persona 5, along with the female protagonists of Persona 3 Portable, will be released exclusively on Nintendo 3DS for $39.99.
Huh.
I'm rereading that. Is that all one game? It is. This is just for 3DS, is that right? Persona Q2, New Cinema Labyrinth, headed to the U.S. and Europe on June 4th, and will be released exclusively for Nintendo 3DS for $39.99. Hopefully I got that right. Otherwise, head over to kindoffunny.com/you'rewrong. We'll read it at the end of the show. Continue on with some new date information from Game Informer. As expected, THQ Nordic has confirmed the release of Darksiders War Mastered Edition. Is it War Mastered? But Darksiders War Mastered Edition for the Switch. The company has also added a release date, April 2nd. The game will be available both at retail and digitally for $29.99. Have you got a chance to play Darksiders at all?
No, you know, it's one of those games that I haven't played, the series I haven't played, and I really want to, because back in the day, people were saying, oh, it's like Zelda, in a sense, has some Zelda flair to it, and that's my trigger word, and as soon as someone says that, my ears perk up, and I...
So, my brother's super into these types of games. He loves Dark Souls and all that. And people have brought up a couple times on the show. They're like, why are you bringing up Darksiders next to those. Yeah. Apparently, 3, and I've watched a lot of it, has quite a bit of, it's honestly a lot like Dark Souls. Mm. But previously, I think it's 2, and that is, I forget if it's the War Mastered Edition. Let me know in chat right now, actually. It's War Mastered 2, but that feels very like God of War Zelda-ish, and it has like these big areas to explore, puzzles to solve. Honestly, I think you would love it too. Like, I love Zelda, and when I watch that game, and I love supporting games like this because it's an awesome studio, and I feel like it's one of those franchises that does deserve to live on. We need variety in gaming. Not everything can be God of War. It takes 5 years. Not everything can be Zelda. It takes 5, 6 years, whatever, right? So get out there and honestly check this out. It's going to be on Switch. In fact, I could carry this with me and play it in bed. It's pretty exciting.
Did you see how this was leaked yesterday? THQ accidentally uploaded the trailer, I think, to their website, or they uploaded the trailer. And then they immediately pulled it down. They put up a funny GIF that said something like, dispersed, like nothing to see here. And now obviously it's been confirmed.
Okay. Old Jack Frost in Twitch chat at Twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames says War Mastered is 1. So long as Old Jack Frost, right? It's just 1, but they went back and they, you know, remastered and did some stuff. It looks awesome, but play them all. They're all freaking fantastic from what I can tell. All right, moving on. Unexplored Unlocked Edition arrives on PS4 February 19th and Xbox One on February 22nd. That's coming up just around the corner. Do you know anything about the game? You played it? It's more like roguelite, they say.
Oh, see,
it's
I say
top down. Yeah,
the rogue.
You don't
the
like rogues. The rogue stuff. Yeah, uh-huh. I do. They can be kind of brutal. This is said to, I think, be a little more roguelite, but it looks pretty deep. Get out there and support it. I think it looks pretty cool. MOBA Brawler Battle Royale is going free to play on February 19th. Also coming up around the corner. Just a little check-in for you. That date's a little hot because Anthem comes out that weekend.
Hot
as a hot date. Oh, certified hot. Do you have certified hot, no. Kevin? I'm going to take that. Now next time I do it, I'm going to have a certified hot date.
I like it.
Yeah. What did I just say was certified hot?
I don't know.
Oh, Mobile Brawler Battle Right Royale.
Wait, there it is. It's this one? February 22nd is certified hot by FM3. All right, let's move on to the next story.
You got to put the underscore at the end there so they know what you're
They'll find it. They'll find it. Trust me. Support the FM3. All right, last up on the future date stuff is The King's Bird is set to launch on all consoles February 12th.
So all right.
Around the corner. I'll be honest, I don't know what King's Bird is, Kevin. Is there any...
Well, obviously it's the bird that belongs to the king.
It is possessive.
Come on, Fran.
It's not a plurality of kings. It's the king's bird.
The king's specific bird.
Really stretching that. I would love to know what that looks like, but no worries if we move on. Don't worry, Kevin, if you can't find it.
I could probably find it.
Yeah, we'll go. We'll move on.
All right.
Next up, it's deals of the day. Let's move on to that. Britt, why don't you hit us with a couple of these details?
Hit me with your best shot. Okay, PS Plus for February. For Honor, PS4. Hitman Season 1. Dive Kick, PS3. Cross-buy with PS Vita.
Yeah, it still lives 2019. Confirmed.
Metal Gear Solid 4. Guns of the Patriots, PS3. Gunhouse, PS Vita. Cross-buy with PS4. Rogue Aces, PS Vita. Cross-buy with PS4. And as a reminder, after March 8th, 2019, PS3 and PS Vita games will no longer be offered as part of the PS Plus monthly games lineup, so be sure to download them while they're available.
Mm-hmm. All right, so again, those are deals of the day, so get out there if you want to take advantage of those right now, because there's no guarantee that tomorrow you'll be able to get these deals. Honestly, some deals like these, when they hit, they are really good. Right. In fact, I don't know if you saw this. Did you see the Resident Evil Steam sale they had? I don't think it's still active. So it was on Steam. It was like $5 for every Resident Evil or something. I feel like I bought it, but it was like you had total access.
Oh, man.
It wasn't every one, but it was like
a ton. I'm sure like the core ones were there.
Yeah, and obviously it wasn't the new stuff, but it was like amazing deal.
It's the best way to spend your money.
Always, that's why I actually, as much as you go to places like IGN and GameSpot and Kotaku even now, I think like deals, there's so many out there and they feel like it's just what it's called is e-commerce. Mm. But honestly, they're like amazing. Kevin, what's up, bro?
No.
Oh, you're just looking at me? You want a deal today?
He's just gazing at you.
Yeah. Oh. Thinking about you with just a mustache.
He's just like...
with that perfect hair.
Thank you.
It's so
They've
thick.
Been telling me
it's
I should
so
do
thick.
Just a mustache.
I think but you can pull it off.
I'll be honest. This is starting to weigh on me.
Uh-huh.
Literally.
Like, literally.
I'm not a beard guy.
Uh-huh.
Can I get some
but
advice?
You
do you think I should just go
dude.
Back to the... Generally, it's like a little shadow or scruff. this is the most I normally would do, but I normally I'm ready to take it off.
I think it looks good. I think it looks really good. Kevin, no. Mustaches are no. I mean, I don't hate on it. My dad has a mustache. I know that probably sounded really weird. I just not really. A fan of mustaches on.
But have you ever seen one that
you hate your dad?
It's gonna be so thick. You know?
What, Kevin?
Your mustache is going to be so thick. Look at that.
It is. It's a.
It's got girth it's that I've it, never
it,
seen
it
before.
It looks extra girthy on the television. Oh, God.
It's certified girth.
Certified girth.
No, I don't like that one bit. I don't like that one bit.
But I think it looks good.
Wait, what about this? Wait, give me the one again, Kevin.
Oh,
it's a certified hot stash if you go there. All right. We too much on that. But I did a poll on my Instagram, which is just Fran Mirabella, and it was actually overwhelming. Keep the beard. So maybe I'll have to do a little mustache pull.
All right.
That sounded weird.
It happens. Mustache pull. It just happens.
All right, let's move on to some questions. Let me know in chat what you think of the whole mustache deal. I was looking. There's a lot of people talking mustache, like Yasmin.
I'm telling you, dude. It's
Anna Banana for the win says facial hair looks good. Maybe a trim. I cannot say what Catsley said in chat.
Yeah, you can't.
Can I say that?
No, you can't.
I'm not going to say that.
I mean, you can say it. It's just gross and vulgar.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it.
Dang.
But Catsley, thank you. That's a heck of a compliment.
No, but chill out, bro.
Not going to say it.
It's not true.
See, this is why you need to boot up twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames so you can enjoy.
You can be in the dark like me.
I'm a big Twitch guy, so I love engaging with chat. So thanks, everyone, for participating.
Like
all right. Let's take a question here. We've got one from Malcontent.
Wait. Isn't there something you're supposed to do right now?
No, I'm not doing reader mail yet.
Oh, you're not?
No, I'm going to do this question from Malcontent Ronan. And then, you're right, I'm going to move on to our sponsors, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do that, and then we'll do a reader mail. Okay, so real fast, let's take this question from Malcontent Ronan. With the announcement of PlayStation Plus free games for February, this would appear to be the final time we get PS3 or Vita games as part of the service. So how do you expect the lineup to change now? Will we get 3 or 4 PS4 games each month? A greatly expanded VR library? How do you expect the overall quality of offerings to change now?
I don't know.
Greg for this one.
Yeah, this
Greg,
is not...
wake up if you're listening.
Just yell.
Kevin, are you a big PlayStation Plus user? Because here, let me add the context. And I think, Britt, I'm getting the sense you're the same.
Yeah.
I'm PS Plus. Have it. I don't take advantage of it.
Right.
I'm off on so many other platforms. And I actually think it's a really good service. And obviously, I didn't have to read the question, but I thought we'd take a crack at it anyway.
I have it bookmarked here.
Yeah. But the question is, you know, this would appear to be the final time we get PS3 or Vita games as part of the service. So the idea is it might be shrinking a little bit. Right. I think that...
Here's the thing. My PS3 is in my closet just sitting there sad.
Yeah.
And my Vita is, I think, the one that we use on set for the Vita Vito for Debatable.
Mm-hmm.
So is this going to affect me 100%? No. If we get less games, am I going to be mad? Yeah, but that's just because I feel like I have the right to be mad.
Yeah.
So you just want to be mad?
It's funny.
You have the right.
Yeah.
And that's why I still like talking about it. There's definitely this feeling that you were getting something.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not using it, didn't matter. I was paying for it.
Uh-huh.
Just like if you have Amazon Prime, you might have Twitch Prime, which is a free sub you can give away to What's Good Games. Do you guys have subs over there?
Nope.
Oh, I was telling you guys should get hooked
up. They'll give it to you.
But you can if you'd like giving away the FM3 underscore. But you do get it free. But honestly, it's a relevant example. It's something you get every month.
Right.
If Kevin's out here and he's not using it on me.
I use it with Kinda Funny.
That's you should. You should.
I want to use it with you, but I was told in a meeting that we had to use it for our company.
Oh, see, Fran.
Sorry, no part-time.
I think that's an ethical breakdown.
They're just conspiring against you.
A lot of ethical breakdowns happening back here.
completely. But what the point I was getting at is just that you get something that maybe you're not using, but if they take it away, it's like, whoa, I was paying for that.
Yeah, so now what am I paying? Am I paying more for this for a less amount? Yeah, I get it.
Exactly.
I'm paying the same for
Kevin,
less.
Kevin, why'd you pull up free games? Is that any particular reason?
Oh, I was telling you a story. You kind of cut me off.
Oh,
cool.
Well, I don't have the timer anymore on the run of show. So my last thoughts on that matter.
All right, so we're done with my story then, right?
What is your... Sorry, finish your... You
no,
said...
It's fine. Let's move on.
No, there's Kevin, we still got plenty of time.
There's the timer. Have fun.
We don't even need it.
I'm going to
go outside. I'll see you in a minute.
We don't even need it because you're not going to get rid of me now. I'm just standing... We're doing it live for
the
hours.
See, now Kevin's butt hurt. You've hurt his feelings. He's like his PS3 closet.
Wait, Kevin, let's finish it. And I've worked with Kevin a long time. Your story ended and you were in a meeting where they demanded you use for the company your Twitch Prime sub. So what? Continue.
Oh, no, that wasn't the story.
No, it wasn't.
No. Oh, wow.
See, you're all over the place, though.
I think you weren't paying attention. And that's okay.
Fran, don't listen to Kevin.
I got Barrett in the room now. Thank you.
Barrett, that's the problem. Witness. He's not listening to me.
If
know what I mean?
You think I won't stop the show, let's hear the story.
So hard for them to hire him.
We're not going to move on until
you finish
the story.
This is how you get treated, Kevin.
Oh, I was saying that I always get my free games. So much so that when the news comes,
you do.
Coming,
you just.
I have a tab here on this computer. That's
you do it at work.
To my PSN so that I can ensure that I get them. Do I ever play them? No.
Okay.
But they're always there for me.
I actually, see, I love that perspective.
Yeah, it's deep. Because
you're making sure to take advantage of it. It's like in Fortnite, I load in to save the world because I'm, what was it called, founder member. So I get perks by loading into the PvE mode in Fortnite. Mm-hmm. I collect them. I have not had time to play it at all, but as much as possible, I'm collecting all this stuff in a game that I'm just like not playing.
Right.
But the perception is that it's there. To finish that thought off, I think there were a few people in chat saying earlier, they were just like, yeah, but who's really using it?
Mm-hmm.
And again, I don't think it's about that. It's perception.
It's the idea. The principle.
All right. Let's move on because we want to have time for some reader mail. Did you have any last thoughts on
Nay-nay.
The cluster? All right. Let's move on. We're going to move on to reader mail, but first, a message from our sponsors helping us do what we do here at Kinda Funny Games and all you as well. Thank you for supporting us. But first up, we've got Quip. Did you know starting a healthy routine and sticking to it are two very different things? Inevitably, we all skimp on that full night of sleep, we skip a workout or two, or brush our teeth with a tired old toothbrush.
Aww.
I did two out of the three of those things recently.
Yep.
Continuing on from Quip, we're not perfect, but we can do better, and Quip is the better electric toothbrush that can help. Built in 2-minute timer pulses every 30 seconds to remind you when to switch sides and help you clean your whole mouth evenly.
It's important.
It's the quadrants.
Yes.
That's probably how it works,
yes.
Right?
Yep.
Up to 90% of us don't brush for a full 2 minutes and don't clean evenly. Multi-use cover works at a stand. A multi-use cover works as a stand.
Yeah,
mounts to mirrors and slides over your bristles to pack and protect your Quip on the go. Plus, there are no wires or a clunky charger, and it runs for 3 months on a single charge. Brush heads are automatically delivered on a dentist-recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5. A friendly reminder for when it's time for a refresh and to stay committed to your oral health. Quip is one of the first electric toothbrushes accepted by the American Dental Association. They're backed by over 225,000 dental professionals, and they have thousands of verified 5-star reviews. Kevin has given me pictures of oral health and the Quip.
Pictures
it's beautiful.
Of oral health.
Yeah, so,
I love the
so
design,
Tim,
man.
Tim and Gia have it, and they love it. It does the thing where it vibrates every 30 seconds to let you know to move in a different quadrant of your mouth.
Exactly.
Which is really cool.
Mm-hmm. I have one too, and I can confirm it is very helpful.
And it looks dope. Like,
It's a really
I
nice.
Like that it clings onto the mirrors like that, little walls.
I didn't know it did that.
Yes,
just
it's a little sticky.
That.
I know, but like I haven't had a chance to do it.
Reading and understanding.
All right, let's continue to stay on message here. But that's why everyone loves Quip and why over 1 million happy, healthy mouths do too. Quip starts at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/games, again, if you go to getquip.com/games right now, you can get your first refill pack for free.
Mm-hmm.
That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/games. All right, our next sponsor is Alien Blackout. Could you survive standing face to face with the perfect bioengineered killing machine?
Probably not.
No.
If you were like me, you're probably deathly afraid of xenomorphs. And the fine folks at Fox Next and D3 Go want to put you to the test in a new chapter in the Alien franchise in Alien Blackout, available today for your mobile device. In Alien Blackout, you must do all that you can to stay alive while trapped aboard a crippled Weyland-Yutani space station that is carrying a deadly alien organism. You know, just like the one in the movies. And the xenomorph definitely does not like your crew aboard the space station and is ready to tirelessly hunt you and your crew down. This is sounding like,
a wonderful, happy experience.
This is sounding right up your alley because you love the scary.
I do.
I hate scary.
Kevin hates it though. Now he doesn't hate the game. He hates being scared, but that's why you should check it out.
And then Xenomorphs too. Oh my god.
It's lovely. Xenomorphs are honestly some of the coolest designs.
Coolest designs, but terrifying.
That's
why they're so good.
Terrifying.
They're so amazing. So, continuing, can you survive 7 fear-inducing levels as you take the reins as Amanda Ripley? Yes, that Amanda Ripley, which you may remember as Ellen Ripley's daughter, guide your crew in the alien blackout. In Alien Blackout, through increasingly challenging situations, using only your wits and the station's failing emergency systems, the unpredictability of both the alien and her crew can spell total defeat for the entire station if you don't keep it together. Alien Blackout is a unique, fear-inducing space survival horror mobile game experience that will test the inner nerves of both alien and horror fans alike, where life can end in an instant. Click on the link at our description. And in the description, or head over to www.d3go.com/kfgames. Again, that's www.d3go.com/kfgames, and download Alien Blackout for the App Store, Google Play, and Amazon App Store today. All right, let's get into some reader mail. The first one, this one's custom designed for you, Britt. Our friend Blackjack knew you were going to be here, so here's the question. It says, hey, Fran and Britt, with an exclamation, thank you. Fran, I hope you're Hey, Britt and Fran, I hope you're enjoying hosting Kind of Funny Games Daily, and Britt, it's finally great to have you on the show. This question is mostly for Britt because she might be the biggest Resident Evil fan ever. Pretty sure she is. I've been following Britt for a long time, and that is by far the thing I've seen most.
I'm a little crazy. It's fine.
Blackjack continues, says, now that the game is finally out and she's played it extensively, are there any major flaws that you've found during your time with it? Is there anything you wish you could change about the game? Or did it turn out exactly the way you were hoping it would? Keep up the great work and be mindful of spoilers.
Yes.
That's later today on the Kind of Funny Games cast, which you can catch live if you're a Patreon. Is it Silver Tier, Kevin? Believe so.
Yes.
Catch it live early, otherwise it goes up on Monday. So what do you think of the game?
Okay, so personally, what I would have liked to have seen, obviously I love this game, it's probably going to be my game of the year, but what I would like to have seen more in Resident Evil 2 Remake would have been more documents, more journals, more notes scattered throughout the level, because what that does is it provides a lot of insight as to what the people who were there during at the police station during the outbreak, what they were going through, what was happening, what they were experiencing. And don't get me wrong, they are in the game, but there aren't as many, I think, as in the original Resident Evil 2. Mm-hmm. And those journals are really fun. I mean, in the first one, we got Itchy Tasty, right? Like, that was like an iconic. Do you have any idea what that is?
No.
Okay, that probably sounded Resident really weird.
This was
that
in the.
Super weird.
Yeah. Itchy Tasty.
Kind of
hot. Four. People understand what I'm talking about.
Wait, was this in RE2 original?
No, this is just an example of like an iconic journal entry that you find in a game. And in Resident Evil 2, they have some new ones in there, but they don't have as many as I would have liked to have seen. And in the original Resident Evil 2, it gives you some context as to what characters from the original Resident Evil are doing. In Resident Evil 2, it doesn't so much go into that. And so people who play it for the first time, I was talking to Andrea about this. She's like, what is this G-virus? Who is this Chris guy? And you know, granted, Claire and Leon are two characters that don't know what's happening, so you're experiencing the story through their eyes. But it would have been nice to have some background information provided, I think, going into Resident Evil 2. Mm. But, I mean, that's not a glaring flaw. Yeah. Like,
but
I love
lore. You love the lore.
That's why I love Resident Evil. And, I mean, I like being scared, too. But I played Resident Evil 2 for the first time when I was 9 years old. And it gave me nightmares to the point where I had to go see a doctor and, like, figure out, like, how I can get my sleeping schedule back on track. Because it's one of those, I didn't know how to handle being scared. So I love being scared.
So now that you're an adult, it's fine.
No, yeah, it's fine.
That's, like, traumatizing what you described.
Oh,
though.
Dude, no. It was crazy. I'll talk about some more stuff on the spoiler cast today. But, okay. No, I mean, I just love Resident Evil 2 so much. And I think, honestly, it's everything I wanted it to be. So major flaws, no. I know some folks were complaining about all the backtracking and inventory management, but that's just a staple of Resident Evil. That's what it is.
In fact, it's been refined. And,
yes.
Right? Smoother than it's been in the past.
So, yeah. I would say nothing major.
So you're super happy with it. How do you rate games on what's good? Do you have a rating system at
no,
all?
No, we don't rate them.
If you had to, though, on a 1 to 10 scale, is it like sort of a perfect 10 for you?
She doesn't
want to. Nah, we're doing it different. I'm hosting today.
I would give it an 11. Can I say that?
Yeah, of course.
No, I mean, I would give it.
He said 1 to 10.
I know. Fine. I'd give it a 10. Don't yell at me, Kevin.
Oh, boy. Johnny Ace is in the studio. This is scary stuff right here. The master from Malta himself.
Sorry, just
look. Johnny Ace. Look.
Sorry, I lost something down here. I don't know. Oh, here they are. Tune in after the show when the fun begins.
Louder.
Debatable.
debatable after the show. Watch it. I'm on it, I think. I don't know. They just told me to show up. They paid me my day rate, $75,000 a day.
On Debatable. They make sure to stay tuned for that. That is very soon. Ace, right, don't you have to talk to Nick? Thanks, bro. Thanks, man. Thanks, Ace. That's the first, like, I've never really got, I've been wanting to meet Johnny Ace forever.
That was our first time meeting, but somehow he knew who I was.
I think he's on Twitter now, I heard.
Yeah. Oh, is he? Okay, maybe I follow him on Twitter.
Okay, cool. We're all pretty happy with Ari, though. Yes, and absolutely. It's got an 11 from Brit. How can you argue with that?
No, you can't have, it's off the
scale.
Okay,
a 10, Kevin. Are you happy?
Yeah.
Kevin,
yeah,
don't be such a stickler all the time.
That's okay. I live for Kevin.
We have rules. Let's stick to
them. You're not going to get a mustache if you're going to be like this. Whatever that means. Jessica.
I'm sorry. You can have an 11. All right. I was wrong.
Thanks, Kevin.
Right. I was rude.
Oh, wow. That's how much he wants.
This is just because you want a mustache.
I see right through you. Here's the thing. He wants the mustache, but he doesn't know it yet. You know what I mean? Yeah. This is going to change him in the best way possible.
Just ambush him with a razor.
No, you can't do that.
All right. Let's move on to another reader question from Jessica.
Fine.
I'm going to call you Yes for short. Everyone's been talking about the Epic versus Steam and the PC store discussions. However, nobody has brought up Discord. VentureBeat.com raises a point that Discord store has some advantages, such as only taking 10% share, whereas Epic will take 12%, Steam 30. There's also the fact that Discord has 200 million users. What do you think, Britt? Do you think it's that with everyone piling on, you know, to Epic, the Discord's been doing some game sales, but what's your perspective?
Yeah, I mean, this is when I raise my little flag and I say, I'm not active on Steam, I'm not active on Epic Games Store or on Discord, so I probably don't have the industry insight or knowledge that you would expect.
Yeah, no, I mean, hear your Excel game somewhere else. You
it's
know
hard
what
to
mean?
Keep track of.
Nerds.
But I do think it's actually...
Look at Fran's laptop.
Come on, man. I am actually, I should mention, I'm a Discord partner and an Epic partner on both those fronts. But I'm not surprised that there's more stores out there. It's a good point. Keep an eye on
but
all those.
But I think also Discord store only takes 10% of shares. I think, as we've seen, that's just not enough to make the Steam users happy and switch over. There's no cloud saving, no offline play, no chat. Yeah.
There's a long way to go on the stores.
Yeah.
And a one or two word answer. Days Gone, do you think could be a service oriented project like Destiny? Yes or no?
No.
No. All right, there it is. All right, let's round out the show. Brittany, I just want to say thank you once again. It's been a pleasure. Where can they find you?
You can find me at BlondeNerd on Twitter and whatsgoodgames.com.
Please go support her and support me as well at twitch.tv/FM3_. It has been our pleasure.
You still got to do the squad up.
Oh, I still got to do squad up. Kevin was, that's right.
I was telling you, like,
he was, you know, we
were giving him the eye.
So, last thing, we do want to point out a little squad up. That is where you can meet other best friends out there. This one comes up in from Josh, who wants to play on Switch. Josh says, I bought Super Smash Brothers about a week ago, and maybe it's because I haven't played Smash since the GameCube, but holy bleep, I suck. I feel like I've been randomly pressing buttons and hoping for the best. We heard this last week as well. I've always believed that nobody's really good at Smash, and we are all just varying levels of bad. But if any best friends would be willing to help a fellow best friend get a little less bad, I would really appreciate it. Even if they just want to kick the crap out of me, I censored that. That's fine, too. And they can help. So his code. And don't worry, it's going to be in chat as well on YouTube. Uh-huh. The description, SW-4047-8559-1306. Check it out. Check it out in the link. That's it for today's show. Thank you again.
Nope. There's still you're wrong.
Oh, we have to read your wrong. You gave me the wrap up earlier. That's why. That's my first time doing this show.
Dan, you're doing a great job.
Thank you. So let's move on to your wrong real fast.
You got it, dude. You're doing great. I'm proud of you.
You are.
Okay. We got a little problem. I don't have access to your wrong, Kevin. So why don't you tell us? It's okay.
Did Greg not give you access?
He did.
To it?
He did. Whatever the case, why don't you tell us what's wrong?
Did you hit the link?
Of course I hit the link with
you. All right.
You don't have to yell at me. I'm trying to communicate and talk to you.
Oh, you're going to pull it up right there. Yeah, I can there read. You go. All right, we've got quite a bit coming in here. We've got the nanobiologist.
Wait, just like read them in your head first and find out if they're editorializing, because a lot of these kids, they don't get it.
Good warning.
Just editorialize, you know?
Good warning. The first one, nanobiologist, says the last direct was September 13th. This is excluding the Indie Direct and Super Smash Brothers Direct. Let's see the next one.
Not, you know, is that what you guys asked for?
Yeah,
so
that's
PlayStation Cloud Storage is only for saves. Okay.
Yeah, and PlayStation Cloud Storage is only for saves. Let's see what else. Regarding the bounty board, we were talking about that with the spirit board. News cycles get on there every 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that one is.
There you go. See?
That one went off the page, is why it's hard.
Oh, well, it's up here now. It's up here now.
Okay, well.
You want me bigger?
You
don't laugh at me.
It's fine. I'm laughing at the system of I got to read it first and decide if I'm going to say. I'd rather just read them, to be. Here, we do have another one coming.
If you do that, these kids will just put in their thoughts. They'll tell you how much they like you in here.
I agree with you. I agree. Well, everybody put that in there. They said, we love Britt and Fran. It's fantastic. Have them back.
What are you talking about? I haven't read that once.
That's what I say. All right. Let's,
oh, shit.
Let's keep moving here. We did get one from Ignatius Russ that says, Fran said you might not be able to get these deals tomorrow, which only included the PS Plus free games. These games will be available. That's off the page as well. But those will continue. Yeah, I was referencing general deals, by the way. But that is a good point of correction. And also, there was another out today. This comes from Zaire. It says, Jiren and Videl have been added to Dragon Ball FighterZ Z.
Nice.
I don't know how to pronounce it either, as DLC. That's actually a really big one.
Right.
We also missed the date. It's not an official announcement, but Twitter is reporting that Animal Crossing for Switch. I've not heard this. That's big.
Yeah. No. Don't read this.
It's not, you don't
we
think
have
it's true?
To look it up first. A lot of these kids come in here.
I'm okay. Full disclaimer. Yeah, but names I'm all right with full disclaimer. They're claiming, and I'm looking at the link. I'm like, I've never heard of that before, but there's sort of a rumor that it might be releasing soon. But I'll be honest, my meter on that is like April. God, I don't know.
Damn it, but, nanobiologist. I'll but we'll kill see. You.
All right, I think that takes care of a lot of those corrections. Kevin, did you see anything else in there?
I wasn't looking.
Okay. Well, no problem. We corrected Cloud Saves All. All right. That is definitely the end of the show, right, Kevin? I didn't miss anything else? All right, that's it.
You got to do a handshake at the end.
We're moving on. Debatable is up next, right? So they want to stay alive?
Yep, with Johnny Ace.
So make sure you stay here. The Ace just showed up in the studio. We got Debatable. Debatable's coming up. What's it going to be with Jared here no longer? So make sure to tune in and check that out. It has been a pleasure, best friends. And Brittany, it has been a pleasure as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you.